True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I've been a part of, I missed the game in 13. Was it 13? Oh, no, 17 I was hurt. So, what, in 2009 we played here? And 17 I was hurt. 2009, it was a good back-and-forth game. I feel like these fans are a lot like the Green Bay fans. Now, Green Bay is having some angst around how many people are selling their tickets. So hopefully there's not that much of that that goes on. But I would say the thing I can say that I do know about Steeler fans is in the fourth quarter, in crunch time, when they had the ball at MetLife, it was loud. And that was our fans. So you know what kind of organization it is. Usually organizations like this in Green Bay, their fan bases travel really well. And that was really impressive to see.
Aaron Rodgers getting ready to play his first game in Pittsburgh as Steelers quarterback. We are about 47 hours away from that event going down. The PM team, Andrew Filippone, Chris Muller, Charlie is in for Donnie. Your call's welcome too at 412-928-9370. Malzy, did you see what Rodgers or hear what Rodgers did there with that clip?
What are you getting at here?
He has amnesia. He eliminated the game last year with the Jets here.
Yes, yeah.
And just, all he remembered was that game against Green Bay.
He was only counting Green Bay games because when Beanie Bishop picks you off twice in a game, not so good.
So Aaron Rodgers is going to play his first game in Pittsburgh on Sunday. This is his 21st season in the NFL. Mm-hmm. He's won four MVPs. He's won a Super Bowl MVP beating the Steelers in 2010. He has the highest passer rating in NFL history. He has the lowest interception rate ever in the NFL. He's fifth in passing touchdowns, one behind Brett Favre. He passes Favre then with two touchdown passes in this game. But guess what? He's never won a game in Pittsburgh. He's 0-2 all-time here.
And the 09 game's an all-timer, where Roethlisberger outduels him, but they have like this classic back-and-forth of great Hall of Famers-to-be at quarterback, and now he's going to, I think, get the chance to right this wrong very quickly, Pony. I'm excited, man. Like, actually excited, because you know as well as I do that when you were getting ready for a Steelers game, how many of the last couple of years? It was uncertainty at best, outright dread at worst. I am actually excited to watch a Steelers quarterback play a home opener for the first time in several years, based on what he did last week.
Because he could not have made a better first impression in New York. Four touchdowns. That's still right now the most in the NFL among quarterbacks. He set the stage here for fans when he runs out of that tunnel in front of 70,000 screaming Steelers fans waving terrible towels for them to go bonkers for him. And I'm with you. I think that the expectation right now is that they have found a Tom Brady in Tampa, a Peyton Manning in Denver, a Kurt Warner in Arizona, a Joe Montana in Kansas City. That's the reaction to game one, and that's only going to get more intense if he delivers at home in front of these fans for the first time, who have been champing at the bit to see him do it because they didn't see it at all in the preseason. He set things up perfectly.
If he does it against a better defense than the one he played last week, and Seattle's defense is better, they might have some guys banged up. It's going to get things to, if he even throws like two touchdowns in this game and he's six and he takes care of the ball, no picks, it's going to be at a fever pitch for excitement. You're going to have that MVP odds go down even more. It's going to be even worse of a bet because you're not going to get nearly the return on investment.
His MVP odds have moved more than any player. He opened the season at 75-1, and with that one game against the Jets, he's now 25-1.
If he throws two or three touchdowns and no picks in this game, it's going to go down again to like 20 or 18-1. I'm excited, man. I've watched so much bad quarterback play that seeing somebody execute an offense very competently and seeing somebody deal with pressure and not panic, that's Kenny Pickett rolling the wrong way out of the pocket, it's Mitch Trubisky just not knowing where the ball's going. Seeing somebody just do what Roethlisberger used to do up until pretty much through the 2018 season, it's just, I don't know, it's refreshing, man. It feels like that's how the other half lives in the NFL, and the Steelers are finally getting a taste of that again, and fans are. I think he's going to get the biggest reaction we've seen if they send out the offense individually.
Which they have to.
They better. They shouldn't send out the defense. They should be sent out
under police protection. He played so well, and fans are dying to see him, that they should give them that opportunity to cheer for him.
I just think that the people who do game ops there know that they got to send the offense out. He's going to get the biggest opening cheer for a quarterback since when Ben would run out of the tunnel with his fingers up in the air like this, and he'd be pointing to everybody else, and he is going to get absolutely lauded by people, and he should, because I will stress this again, it is fun to imagine them playing offense when it felt like a chore to watch them on offense for probably the better part of 4 years.
I do think he set the bar high then for what fans expect out of him in this game. I mean, the expectation based on how things went against the Jets is not for the Steelers to win the game 16-13 and rely on their defense and play the way that they have post-Ben, which is try to win the ugliest way possible. They won last week offensively because it was Aaron Rodgers who did it. It wasn't anybody else, really. It was not the offensive line. It wasn't the run game, obviously. The offensive coordinator did a good job, but it was primarily him.
He saw the plays as they were happening. Like when was the last time? I just keep going back to this play. They run a touchdown off of the same play twice, and he throws to two different receivers. When you saw a Steelers quarterback on the move, correctly ID where the ball needed to go in that split second you have where the play is like is live and is open, and get the ball to the right guy. I mean, I know that that's like football 101, and I know that stuff that other teams, if you're a Josh Allen fan or a Jackson fan or a Mahomes fan, you expect that as a matter of course. When you were watching Trubisky, Wilson, Pickett, I'm exempting Rudolph from this because he was pretty good for three games, but you know what I mean. When you don't see that stuff happen, and then you finally see it happen and see a guy who's won four MVPs look more like the four MVP version of himself, how can you not just be extremely fired up to watch what happens next, even if the bar is set artificially high?
So what are your expectations for him then? Because the two games he's played here, both games he's lost, 1-09, ancient history so long ago, and then the one was last year. The game in 09, they lost 36-37, Packers Steelers. He was 26-48, 383, three touchdowns. And Tomlin actually did something genius in that game. Remember, he onside kicked to get the ball back because he didn't trust his defense.
Nor should he.
To stop Aaron Rodgers, and they ended up, the Steelers, winning on a last-second touchdown pass from Ben to Mike Wallace.
Classic.
And then last year, Rodgers looked fried. He looked cooked. He was 24-39, 276. Those numbers don't look bad. One touchdown, but two picks.
That turned the game. They were game turners.
Both to Beanie Bishop, who's now a Steelers practice squad player.
Right.
And the Jets lost the game 37-15.
Yeah. The second Beanie pick in that game last year was like a complete backbreaker, and the wind came out of the sails. What do I expect? I don't expect...
He looked old in that game. He looked like all he wanted to do was get rid of the ball and not get hit.
He was making two words you hate to say about anybody. He was making business decisions in that game, and he got hit three or four times pretty hard against the Jets last week. And,
we left that game thinking
right
Russell
up.
Wilson can play and Aaron Rodgers can't.
Correct. Yes, how the tables have turned in 1 year's time. Russell Wilson probably starting his last game in the NFL at this point this weekend. I expect not four touchdowns because I'm not going to be psychotic about this and say he's got to play like 2020 Aaron Rodgers. I expect another game where the stats look somewhat similar, fewer touchdowns, but just to watch a Steelers quarterback do the right thing with the football. He put the ball in harm's way one time because he was under significant pressure, but like, if I were going to zero it in on one thing, he just did the right thing. The Calvin Austin throw is not going to, that touchdown throw is not going to like wow any scouts, but it wowed me because I haven't seen people do it in forever. Forever. Like literally, it's been 5 years since I've watched somebody drop back and look like they knew where the ball was supposed to go, when it was supposed to go there. I expect more highly competent, efficient NFL quarterbacking from a guy who I think can still do that.
So you don't
think
the hype train will slow down after this game?
If they keep him upright,
he'll play well. It'll be efficient football. He'll look like he's still a football savant, making the right plays and the right calls. They'll win the home opener, and they'll still be in first place. That's what
right
you're
now,
saying?
Right now, my gut tells me they're going to win this game. The problem is I can't answer that question fully because in a vacuum, I would say, yes, Aaron Rodgers will handle his business. The problem is there's a guy named Leonard Williams in a very good defensive front, and there's a turnstile with a 77 jersey on right now that the Steelers have to address.
That's why I am a little bit more skeptical and cynical about this game than seemingly everybody else on the station. Because even though Seattle...
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I got beat by the 49ers last week. You know what they're one for one at? Injuring quarterbacks. Brock Purdy's not playing for San Francisco this week because he got hurt in that game. They put more pressure. How about this stat? Purdy was pressured on 60% of San Francisco's dropbacks. That was the highest pressure rate in the NFL in week one. They got to Brock Purdy, the Seahawks defense, more than any team in the NFL did last week. San Francisco's Trent Williams at left tackle, who's going to go into the Hall of Fame 5 years after he retires. We have, like you just said, Broderick Jones. So I am nervous about this game. They get after the quarterback. Rodgers was under siege last game. He got rid of the ball faster than any quarterback in the league last Sunday. He better have that quick trigger ready to go again in this game. Or he might be on the turf and it might get ugly, which I don't want it to, obviously. But that was just, when I saw those numbers from Seattle's defense, I watched that game and I thought Purdy was in trouble, but Purdy's dude's also not playing this week and they've got a better offensive line than the Steelers have.
And Purdy's way more mobile than this stage Aaron Rodgers. Like, Purdy can get out of trouble and actually make you hurt with his legs. I watched that game too. I was struck by how pedestrian Trent Williams looked. Really, their whole offensive line looked like guys that you don't anticipate getting beat. I thought the Steelers had maybe like one player on their offensive line look average in this Jets game.
Zach Frazier?
I thought McCormick actually looked okay. I didn't remember anybody like
Listen, at your
watching guard
line
play.
Breakdown.
Yeah.
Okay,
watching
Brian
guard
Baldinger,
play. We're all over the gaps here on this show.
Appreciate that.
But that's my one hang-up. But it's not, when I say I have a hang-up on his performance or why I have something in the back of my mind, it has nothing to do with him.
Yeah.
It has everything to do with the people who are charged with keeping him upright and healthy. And if they do their jobs, like, I have every reason to believe that he and Arthur Smith are going to cook. I thought that was the story. It wasn't just that Rodgers was so good after people wondering all preseason whether he should take reps, how was he going to look. You were getting conflicting reports from some people covering preseason. Oh, he's throwing a terrible ball here. Oh, no, he looks great. I thought he and Arthur Smith were humming, dude. And that was the other thing that's so much different from last year, when we had to listen to Arthur Smith and Russell Wilson in this like horrifying, pained version of events say, oh, we're FaceTiming our wives because we're doing so much film study together. Bull. We all knew it was ridiculous. When you hear Aaron Rodgers talk and you hear Arthur Smith talk about Aaron Rodgers, it sounds like two dudes that actually respect each other's football knowledge. And you saw that play out with how the game plan got executed in week one.
47 hours away from Aaron Rodgers playing his first game in Pittsburgh as a Steeler. What are your expectations? 412-928-9370. Here is James in the North Hills. Hello, James.
Hello. I think that if anyone is going to get excited about the offense that we saw on Sunday, we should get excited towards the right people. And I don't think that Aaron Rodgers really had a lot to do with that. I think he executed, like Mueller said, you know, competent quarterback play. But I was much more impressed with the receiving corps, because a lot of his yardage was yards after the catch and receivers making plays, you know, on screen plays. His average depth of target was like 4.5. It was one of the lowest of the week. So it wasn't a lot of pushing the ball downfield. It was mostly beating them schematically. And if that's what, like, the Steelers want to try to do, if they want to beat teams tactically, I'm all for that. But I don't think that they have the tacticians or the skill to win like that.
So you were not that impressed with Aaron Rodgers then? Is that what I'm hearing? It was just kind of a...
I think
they made it easy on him. How did they make it easy on him when their offensive line couldn't block anybody and there was no run game to speak of?
Well, those things are definitely concerning. I think Broderick Jones might be officially cooked.
I'm not asking you about if they're concerns or not. I'm just saying, shouldn't that make the performance of Aaron Rodgers against the Jets more impressive, that he didn't have those things to help him?
I guess for me, I just wasn't impressed. I am very...
You James, are you impressed?
Really, James, are you
trying? You watched that game and you weren't impressed. You didn't say to yourself, damn, they got a pretty good quarterback here now.
Is this a tryout call for Pro Football Focus? Are you trying to get hired as a grader over there, James?
Definitely not, no. I wasn't impressed. It wasn't a lot of high threat throws for me.
So let me ask you this question. If you put Mason Rudolph in that offense on Sunday, would he have done almost as well?
Probably not. But I do think that he would have thrown down the field more.
Man, I mean, I think that the pass to Austin, that's a touchdown.
What the hell?
I know. We must bring it out in people. The pass
we're
to Austin...
We're not even going to... Bringing it out in people, we're not...
They just think that they... That
we're not priming the pump
negativity
here.
I don't know. Because didn't we come on the air after the game on Monday and say, oh, the defense was pretty bad. Maybe people just have a negative taste in their mouths or don't
want to believe. I wasn't impressed with Aaron Rodgers.
I know. The ball to Austin's a 30-yard in the air ball. I don't care that it's, you know, what, an 18-yard touchdown on the books. It's an off one foot, 30-yard rope right as the guy comes open so that he can just catch it with nobody around him and backpedal into the end zone. Like, what is not impressive about that throw?
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.